You know that moment when you're standing in your closet wondering if any of this is going to work? Today, I'm talking about how you can use outfit formulas to get past that. Because none of us have time to stand around deciding what to wear. If you just want me to build your outfit formulas for you, an outfit formula style guide is included with the style discovery journey called The Sabbatical. In this year-long deep dive into your style DNA, we co-create a signature style reflecting who you truly are so you can show up confidently and contribute your gifts to the world. Learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look, because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in. So this episode is for those days when you stand in your closet for 20 minutes, wondering what to wear, and then end up putting on something you don't feel that great in. I get it. I still have those days every now and again. And when I do, I go back to the basics and think about my outfit formulas. So today I'm talking about how you can use outfit formulas to get dressed easier. Here's why this is important to me. Your time is a precious resource. Not only that, but the gifts you bring to the world are unique. There is literally no one else who can do what you can do. So I'm here to help you to align the inside and the outside in a way that frees resources for you to do other more important things. Now, if this is your first time here, welcome. I'd like to invite you to take my free style personality quiz, which you can find at my website, signaturestylesystems.com, or at the link in the show description. So here are the 5 steps to your perfect outfit formula. Step 1, choose your lifestyle segment. So what do you wear? Maybe that's not the best way of describing this. Okay, so are there requirements for the categories of clothes or the level of care that you need to take in putting together your outfit for whatever you do most days? And that's kind of not exactly it either, but let me give you some examples, see if we can narrow in on this. So most of us work either in a business casual setting or work from home and get to establish our own dress code. But some people are working in offices with particular dress codes. And so each of these different settings has requirements. And so that's what I consider a lifestyle segment. The point being that you only want to work with one of those at a time when you're establishing your outfit formulas. So if your life is chasing toddlers, and that's the lifestyle segment you're planning for, that's a particular kind of clothes that you're going to need. If you're a CEO of a major corporation, you might need suits and business clothes, formal business clothes, but most of us are somewhere in between. And so just identify the segment that you want to work with first, and then create your outfit formulas for that segment. Okay, step 2 is to decide how many pieces work best for you. One of the things that matters in this, I mean, it has a lot to do with like how hot and cold you run, what your climate's like wherever you are, and just what's comfortable for your body. So in the past, I've talked about 3 basic options. One piece, which is like a dress or jumpsuit. a romper in the summer. Two-piece outfit is like pants or a skirt, plus a top. And then three pieces is like pants, a top, and then a layer or third piece. So, of course, there's other possible configurations, but this at least gives you some ideas to start with. It's fine to use more than one or even to use all three, but if you want to keep things really simple, which I feel like so many of us want to simplify, the easiest way to do that is to just use only one of these per lifestyle segment. So, for example, my leisure wardrobe is almost all just two pieces, like yoga pants and a sweatshirt. And my everyday smart casual, I really like to do three pieces. Yeah, sometimes I'll do one or two, but usually I like to do three pieces. And then everything dressier, it's just dresses. Dresses are super simple, one and done. And it's cool if you like jumpsuits. They look good, but I'm just not a fan of the thing that's awkward about jumpsuits, if you follow me. Moving on. Step three is to know and work within your silhouette. So you need to know what type of a shape you're trying to make with your outfit, and this is determined by your silhouette. Your silhouette is determined by the width relationship between your shoulders, your waist, and your hips. And you don't need to measure anything. There are six options for silhouettes. There's rectangle, oval, figure eight, hourglass, triangle, and inverted triangle. I think I got them all six. So you want your outfit formula to fit within the silhouette that you choose to work within. Two things you want to look at if you're DIYing this. There's going to be one pant shape that's best for you, and there's going to be one waist shape that's best for you. So if this step is hard for you, it's because it's technical. So just work with what's comfortable for you, work with what you have. And don't worry about it. So, step four is to consider your proportions. There's two things to consider here, but actually, it's really super technical. So, I'm just gonna boil it down to this. You don't want your outfit to be 50-50 and cut you in half. So, 60-40 is beautiful. The easy way to do it, if you don't want to have to do measurements and math, is just to say you want one section of your outfit, one component of it to be big, like obviously larger, and one obviously smaller. So let me give you a couple of examples. And if you're wearing, like a top tucked into high-waisted pants, your top is a small part and your pants are the big part. If you're wearing shorts and a sweatshirt, the shorts are the small part and the sweatshirt is the big part. So that's step four. And step five is to choose your shoes. The thing about your shoes is you want your shoes to fit into your lifestyle segment. So you can do fun things if that's your style and you want to wear a suit with your chucks. Great. That's fine. That can be your style. But in general, the shoes want to coordinate, be on the same refinement level as your outfit. And then here's a super simple tip. And I know I've probably said this before, but it really helps. To simplify your wardrobe, if you want to only have one pair of shoes, it should be the color of your hair, You can also do the color of your skin. But if your shoes are the color of your hair, it's going to always go with what you're wearing because it doesn't have to match the outfit. It just has to make an entire composition. And there you have it. So that's the 5 steps to creating your perfect outfit formula. And your homework is to build your own outfit formula. So, in review, here's the 5 steps. Choose your lifestyle segment, decide how many pieces you're going to use, know what shape you want to work within, avoid 50-50 proportions, and choose the shoes that align with your lifestyle segment. So, have fun playing dress up, and thank you so much for being here for Signature Style Systems.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.